Blog Talk Radio.
Praise God. Good afternoon. Happy Monday. We thank and praise the Lord for Monday. This is Apostolic Prophet Willie Ann Miller. I thank and praise the Lord for this day. And guess, you know my word, this is the day that the Lord have made, and we choose to rejoice and be glad in it. I thank and praise the Lord for every day of my life. I thank God for Jesus not only being my Savior, but Lord. He is the Lord of my life. He is a high priest of my confession. I just thank and praise the Lord for sending his son, Jesus. And I thank and praise the Lord for this great day. Yes, yes, I decree by the authority in Jesus' name that not only for me, but this will be a great day for you. The Bible tells us in Philemon ain't but one chapter, but it tells us by acknowledging the every good thing that is in us, that is in Christ Jesus, that's what affects our faith. So guess what? I just decree and declare today this will be a day of victory for you. Whoever tuned in, I just decree that by the authority in Jesus' name, I decree victory for you today in the name of Jesus. It's in that name that demons tremble and they have to flee. It's in that name you have liberty. We have liberty. It's in Jesus' name. See, Jesus' name represents everything that Jesus came to do through his coming, death, burial, and resurrection. And we as born-again believers, we that love God, we that is submissive to the Lordship of the Trinity, God have given us the authority that we can use his name. And when we use that name, it's in Jesus' name, everything in earth and in heaven have to submit to the Lordship of Jesus. And I just decree the name of Jesus over your life. I decree victory, breakthrough. In the name of Jesus, I rebuke pains. In the name of Jesus, I rebuke pain in your body. In the name of Jesus, I come against strife and division right now. Yes, we're just going to decree victory for you today in the name of Jesus. Whatever Satan is trying to do to you, in the name of Jesus, I rebuke it. Right now, in the name of Jesus, I decree healing. I decree that swelling in your knees and in your ankle, I command it now to cease. In the name of Jesus, the swelling to go, that it will go. The inflammation in your body, I decree by the authority in Jesus' name that pain will cease right now in Jesus' name. I decree household salvation. I'm telling you, in Jesus' name, I decree victory for you. Yes, for you as well as myself. I thank and praise the Lord for Jesus. Do you not know when we say the name of Jesus, that's why it's so important as a born-again believer. You need to get some knowledge and some understanding and revelation of the name of Jesus. The name of Jesus, God give us the authority as born-again believers, as sons of God, that we can use his name. But in order to use it effectively, you need to have some knowledge. You need to gain some knowledge, some understanding and revelation about that name. Jesus' name represents everything, who he was on the earth and what he did. It still carried the same authority, the same power, the same ability. And I'm telling you, as a born-again believer, that's why it's so important that we as born-again believers get in the word and find out what God say about us. Come on, somebody. That is so important. So it's in Jesus' name today, I decree breakthrough for you. You that is tuned into this broadcast, I decree victory for you. I thank and praise the Lord for this day. This is the day that the Lord have made. And we come against anything that would try to hinder you from enjoying this day. We always thank and praise the Lord for all that God is doing. Y'all listen, God is doing great thing in this hour, but listen, you're going to have to grab hold where if you're born again believer, you have faith because God done gave you faith. but you're going to have to apply your faith to your circumstances. We've been talking about a life of faith. What is faith and how to operate in faith? A lot of people believe, but let me tell you something. Believing do not change your circumstances. No, believing alone don't change your circumstances. The Bible said the devil believed and he trembled. See, the devil believed about God, but guess what? He's not saved. And he rebelled against everything, but to you as a born-again believer, whatever you believe, you're going to have to act on it by faith. And that is so important. You know, we talked about mental sense, how so many people, yeah, they believe that the Bible is the word of God. But when it come down to adversity, when it come down to act on what they believe, they don't operate in faith. And part of acting and operating is faith. Is speaking. You have to open your mouth and you have to, I release what I believe by my action, by my confession, by my doing. That's how I release my faith. The Bible tells us by the sword of the Spirit, one of our spiritual weapon and one of the most powerful weapon we have against the enemy is the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. So this is Monday, and remember, by the authority in Jesus' name, I decree victory. Now, you need to believe that, and you need to open your mouth and say it. It's in Jesus' name today, I have victory over my circumstance. It's in Jesus' name this day, I will conquer the enemy. It's in Jesus' name. My body is healed by the stripes of Jesus. And that is so important. This is the apostolic prophet, Willie Ann Miller. And I thank and praise the Lord. I lift up the host of this broadcast, who is Apostle Armstrong. We thank and praise the Lord for him and Lady Armstrong. We're keeping them lifted up before God and covering them with the blood of Jesus. God have called this man to do a great work, and I thank and praise the Lord for the broadcast, because through the broadcast, we can reach more people than I could if I was in a building ministering. So I just thank and praise the Lord, but that was what just came up in my spirit, decree victory today, and that is so important, because a lot of times when you experience, and I don't know about you, but when a lot of times when I done experienced affliction and persecution, the enemy don't want you to open up your mouth. But I found out that's the time, and them I fear nothing, I see nothing, Dave. Better yet, when things is appearing and feeling, it's going contrary to everything that God's word say about you. That's when you got to open your mouth up and begin to decree and say what the word of God say about you. The greater one is on the inside of me. I can do all things through Christ that strengthened me. I thank and praise the Lord. You know, a lot of people talk, when they define grace, they just talk about the mere favor of God. But I like the definition of grace, what it say, that grace empowered me with the ability not only to hear God, but to obey him. And I thank God for his grace that will empower me this day in you, if you're a born-again believer, that we can do whatever God requires us to do in his word. But listen, the flip side to that, you got the will to. You got to want to. Listen, if you really want to please God, if you really want to obey, in obedience, please God. The Bible tells us in Hebrews 11, it's impossible to please God without faith. And see, everything about Christianity is faith. The way, everything that we receive from God is about faith. We have to receive it by faith. And it don't have anything to do with your emotion. And too many people been led by their emotion. They've been led by what they see. If it look right, it got to be God. If it don't look right, it's not God. God revealed his will and himself to us through his word. And that's why it's so important that we need to get in the word of God. Amen. It is so important that we have to get in the Word of God in order to know what His will is. We've been talking about faith. We started last week. We was talking about the love, what love has to do with. In Galatians, the 5th chapter, the 6th verse, it tells us that faith worketh by love. Faith working by love. So we might be doing a little bit of rebuke because we're living in a time and we're going to, in Matthew, the 24th chapter, it tell us in that 12th verse, it said, because iniquity shall abound and the love of many will wax cold. And when Jesus said this, he was not talking about the sinners. He was talking about the believers, because for he said that, he said, and many false prophets shall rise and shall deceive many. And y'all, we in the greatest hour of deception is here. Deception is here. And that's why it's so important. You don't need to receive things from people. I don't care if they fivefold minister gift or whoever. Make sure what they saying, they have the Word of God to prove it. The Word of God should prove what they saying. So there too, again, we just thank and praise the Lord. But I'm a go in my Amplify translation. And if sometime I be reading from the Amplified, you know, sometime prophet be reading from the Living Bible. But I'm telling you, Christianity is a lifestyle. The way of faith is a lifestyle. Everything that we receive from God is by faith. Our faith in God, our faith in Jesus, our faith in the Holy Spirit, that's the way it is done. I want you to hear me. Faith is a lifestyle, and faith revolves around love first. Remember we told you in Matthew 23, we told you about how the Bible tell us that Jesus said, if you love me, you'll keep my commandments. And he told us that first and the greatest commandment is to love God with all our heart, all our soul, all our mind, and all our strength. Everything revolve around and center around we love in God. Jesus said in St. John, the 15th chapter, if you love me, you will keep my commandments. And God command us to love one another. Jesus even said, by we loving ye one another, the world will know we his disciples. But we living in a time, you see, so many saints is dealing with offenses and unforgiveness. Come on, somebody. And that's nobody but the enemy. The enemy going to go to extreme edge. He going to use our ignorance. He going to use lack of knowledge against us and against one another. And that's why it's so important that we need to get in the Word of God, find out what God's Word say about us, and do it. Love is so important. I'm in Galatians 5 and 6, and I'm just going to read that 6th verse. It says, for if ye are in Christ Jesus, neither circumcision or uncircumcision count for anything, but only faith activated, energized, and expressed and working through love. Like I said, love is so important. And the Galatians, they had started out. They had a knowledge and an understanding that they didn't have to live by the law anymore. Jesus was the end of the law. But what happened was some of the Jews had got to them and had them to believe that you had to be circumcised. You had to go by the Mosaic law. And Paul was letting them know whether you circumcised or not circumcised. I mean, circumcised or not circumcised. It's all about in Christ Jesus. Well, what he meant when he said that, he was talking about what Christ had did for all of us. It's through, we were saved through faith and grace in Christ. Christ is grace. Yes, that's where grace comes from, Christ. None of us really got what belonged to us. And I thank God for Jesus. Really, God gave humanity a second chance through Jesus. Adam blowed it, but God gave all of us, his through Jesus coming, he gave us a second chance. So there too, again, like I said, faith is tell us, but by only by faith, activating and energizing expression, working through love. And I'm telling you, love play a major part, not only in our relationship with God, but our relationship with one another. Our love for God supposed to motivate us, cause us to want to walk in obedience from the natural. In it, you know, most of relationship is that love that draw you to, well, first, it's the chemistry. And as you continue to commune with that person, you begin to develop love and all of that. And the more your love, the stronger your love get, you want to please that person. So there too, again, and like I said, it tells us that what faith or what love have to do with faith. You can't separate. You can't remove love from faith, because your love for God will cause you to want to operate and do what God say. Because like I said in Hebrews, the 11th chapter, the Bible tells us that faith working by love. And I just thank and praise the Lord today. I praise God because he loved us so much. God expressed and showed his love to us by sending his son Jesus. John said, for God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten son. That's one way that God is. He showed it by sending his son. Well, how we express our love to God? By hearing and obeying his word. That's it. That's how we do it. That's how we do it. And like I said, in John the 15th chapter, in John the 15th chapter, it tells us that. Hallelujah. I thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It tells us that. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. In John that 15th chapter, he tells us that. And that he tells us if we want to continue in his love, we have to keep his commandment. He tells us that. And he also tells us in that 12th verse, St. John, the 15th chapter, 12th verse, he said, this is my commandment, that ye love ye one another as I have loved you. Listen, God command us to love one another. Like I said, in the time we're living in, there's a lot of darkness. You see a lot of hate and bitterness and resentment. You got white killing black, black killing black, white, whatever. You see it, so much of prejudice. You see all of this, you know. And you know, I looked at the movie about Ike and Tina Turner, what love got to do with it. Well, let me tell you something. In the kingdom of God, love have everything to do with it. I ain't talking about Ero and Philo, but I'm talking about agape. Agape love is unconditional. And that's why when I hear believers be talking, I can't stand so-and-so. They make me sick of getting on the air and belittling one another. Y'all, that's not the love of God. God don't work that way. Jesus said, and I'm going to read what he said in the 18th verse in St. John 15:18. He said, if the world hates you, ye know that it hate me before it hated you. If you was of the world, he said, the world will love his own. But see, there too again, like I said, I want to show you the importance of love. And that's why when he said he command us to love, I have people say, well, I ain't got to love you. Now, if you ain't saved, no, you ain't got to love nobody. If you don't want to. Other words, you can choose to do what you want to do. But if you are born again believer, he command us in John 15:17 that we love ye one another. And by we loving one another, this will let the world know that we are his disciples. Now, he tell us the world ain't going to love us. He ain't talking about the trees. He talking about the people, because the people of the world, if they not saved, they of the darkness. But we that are saved, we are born of the light. We are supposed to love. Jesus even said that we will love, to love our enemy, bless them to curse us, pray for them that despitefully use us. We are born again believing in this one way that we show the world by we express our love to God and to mankind by love. Now that love don't mean, and a lot of times people got the wrong definition when it come down to how we express love. Now, the Bible tells us how to express our love. That's why it's so important. Get in the Bible. Read the Bible for yourself. If you are a born-again believer, if you haven't received the Holy Spirit, you have access to the Holy Spirit. You can receive the Holy Spirit by faith, asking the Holy Spirit to come in. Because I'm here to tell you, there's a lot of hate, there's a lot of bitterness is in the world today, more now than I ever seen it. But guess what? I am so thankful for the agape love. Now, as I say, just because we are commanded to love people, that don't mean we're going to let people try to get over on us or take advantage of us. The Holy Spirit, and y'all, I'm telling you, the Holy Spirit is one of the greatest gifts that God gave to man. Jesus said, if I depart, I will send him unto you. Jesus can be at the same place at the same time. But the Holy Spirit can be with me here in South Carolina. He can be with you wherever you at if you're a born-again believer. And that's why it's so good to get acquainted with the Holy Spirit. He can be all places at one time. I don't know how he do it, but that's the awesomeness of God. And he is the teacher. The Holy Spirit is the teacher of the church. He's the teacher of the body of Christ. And if you're a born-again believer, he abide in you, he abide in me. Now, that don't take it away from your pastor. That don't mean since you got the Holy Spirit, you don't have to join the church, you don't have to go to church, you don't have to submit yourself to authority. No, 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 no. You're not rightly dividing the word. The Holy Spirit is the one. When you read the Bible, he the one that will bring enlightenment and understand. Other words, he will reveal and unfold the mystery of God to us. He will cause the word of God to be a reality. He'll cause it to be real. He'll make it real to us. But I'm talking about, like I said, what do love have to do with faith? And like I said in Matthew, it tells us. The first and the greatest commandment is to love God. See, a lot of people be trying to love other people without first loving God. I'm telling you, have to love him first. First thing first. That is consider the Lord first. To love God with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind, and all your strength. And anytime you say you love someone, you will make a commitment. You'll be devoted to that person. You make allegiance to that person. And that's why God, when we truly love him, that opens up grace like never before. Other words, what you mean? The ability, the enablement, the power to hear and obey and do what God said do. When we love him, I ain't talking about just saying it with your words. No, no. We have a lot of confession. A lot of people confess, I love God. But let me tell you something. The Bible tells us you'll know the tree by its fruit. Let me tell you something. If you saying you're a believer, you're a born-again believer, well, your lifestyle will represent what the words say. The fruits of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, patience, long-suffering. These are some of the fruits will be manifest in you and through you. You just can't. Your lifestyle. You won't be walking around here in profanity, walking around here willingly sinning, practicing sin. No, no, no. We have a lot of that. And it confused a lot of the sinners. Well, you know, I thought you were saved, but I see you doing this. I see you doing that. No, 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 no. But he said, he tell us in that ninth verse in St. John 15:9, as the Father have loved me, so have I loved you. Continue ye in my love. If you keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things have I spoken to you, that your joy might remain in you, and that your joy may be fulfilled. And he constantly talking about, this is the commandment, that ye love ye one another as I have loved it you. And I'm telling you, love is a command from God. Like I said, that love don't mean that you let people take advantage of you, because the Holy Spirit, and I thank God for the Holy Spirit abiding on the inside. The Holy Spirit will tell you when to move. He'll tell you what to do when you move. He'll tell you what to say, and he'll tell you when not to move. And that's why even once you get saved, and remember in Acts, after Jesus left, he told them before he left, he said, I want y'all to stay in Jerusalem until you receive power from on high, receive the promise. He was talking about the Holy Spirit. And I tell you, if you don't have the Holy Spirit today, you need to receive the Holy Spirit if you're a born-again believer, because he is the teacher. He's the one. When you hear me or anybody ministering on the word of God, the Holy Spirit will bring the enlightenment. He'll bring the understanding. He'll cause it so you can be able to understand it. That's why I don't care whenever I'm traveling. I learned this over 40 years ago. I always ask the Holy Spirit, open up my spirit to eyes when I'm reading. When I'm feeling led to read a book, God in me, I be saying, okay, Holy Spirit, I want the same revelation. Reveal it to me like you reveal it to them. I want you to make it real to me. When I'm in the presence or when I go to a church, Holy Spirit, I want to hear what you're saying to whatever the Father want me to hear today. Help me to hear. I want to hear. And I want to receive. And then after that, grant me the grace to be a doer of what I'm hearing. Y'all, this is so important. Jesus came that we would have the victory. But I find out so many saints, they struggling, and some of them not experienced the victory. And believe it or not, if you're not operating in love, it will hinder you. It will stop you. If you not operate, allowing that agape love to be manifest through you, every time say no, the Holy Spirit will lead you when to give and when not to give. That's what I'm trying to tell you. If you don't have the Holy Spirit, you need to receive him. Okay? And like I said, St. Matthew, the 24th chapter, it tells us. And Jesus said this, and he was telling them some of the things that were going to take place before he come back. And I'm telling you, when he was saying in that fourth verse, in Matthew 24:4, he said, Jesus answered, said unto them, take heed that no man deceive you. For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. That word deceive me, mislead. And ye shall hear wars and rumors of wars. See that ye be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nation shall rise up against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. And there shall be famine and pestilence and earthquake and diverse places. And all of these are the beginning of sorrow. Then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted, and shall kill you, and ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And then shall many be offended. Now listen, and John Bereed, he got a great book on the bait of Satan. It's an old book, but he done advise it and all of that. But I'm telling you, when you stay away from offenses, stay away from bitterness and resentment. I don't know about you. I have many opportunities as a believer, and so do you, to be offended with people, to get in strife with people. You have to resist it. That's why it's so important. If you get your mind and keep your mind renewed, things that would affect your faith or hinder your faith, you need to really get that in you so you'll know when it show up. This going to hinder or interfere with my relationship with God. This going to affect my faith. Stay away from it. See, the Bible tells us in Ephesians, get angry but sin not. It also tells us, be forgiven even as God for Christ's sake. Now, some people say, Prophet Miller, you done preached this before. You done Well, guess what? I'm going to keep ministering on it, because just because you hear it one time. You know, we have a tendency, if we ain't careful, we can cash away our confidence. We can find ourselves drifting. In Hebrews, I think it's in Hebrews, it tells us, that we need to pay earnest heed to the things that we hear, lest at any time we let them slip. Let me tell you something. There's so many things happening on the earth in this hour and time that cause us to lose our focus and that detract us. We have to learn how to stay focused And we have to learn how to maintain the knowledge, the understanding, and the revelation that God give us. This is so important. I want you to know this. In this hour in time, now the Bible said we go from faith to faith and from glory to glory. But y'all, we have to learn how to stay focused. We have to learn how to maintain. We have to learn how to be consistent in the things of God. Because the enemy, detraction comes to all of us. I mean, you know, some people and mommy and complain about what's happening on the earth and what they're going through. The Bible tell you, many are the affliction of the righteous, but the Lord delivered them out of all. Who all live a godly life going to suffer persecution. If you read your Bible and believe, listen, learn to believe what you read. And not only read what you believe. You know how some people can go through the Bible and they pick out, well, I believe this and right here, and I don't believe. No, no, no. You're supposed to believe what you read. Not read what you believe. That means when you read what you believe, that means you picking out. No, you're supposed to read all of it. God been dealing me about teaching and preaching the whole counseling of God. You got some people, they ain't preaching and teaching the whole counseling of God. They not telling you both sides. It's just like I compare it to a coin. You hear one side, but what about the other side? Yeah, you hear about God is a God, a love, but what about his just? God is a just God. Come on, somebody. And God don't tolerate with sin. Yes, God is long-suffering to us. Yes, God is patient. But God is just like an earthly parent. They're going to teach you and train you up in the way you should go. But if you don't, as a child, if you violate, it's consequences with it. So it is in the kingdom. And that's why Jesus even said, don't let nobody deceive you. We got a lot of false teachers out. And I mean a lot of people, you know, I thank God for the grace message. But the grace message is not a license to sin. The grace message is not saying that Jesus did it all and you don't have to do nothing. No, 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 no. Grace is not a license to sin. Grace don't take care of you getting up, getting in your Bible, reading your Bible, meditating on your Bible, meditating on the word and being a doer. Grace don't take care of that. That's something you have to do. Come on, somebody. That's something you have to do. And a lot of people make an issue, you know, like you got a lot of children. Maybe their mom and daddy wasn't there. But guess what? You don't allow yourself to operate in bitterness and resentment. And the enemy will use that. He wants you to forever think about what somebody did to you or what somebody said to you. And then you allow bitterness and resentment to get in your heart. And you wonder, why my prayers ain't being answered? Why I just can't seem to get from God what I need? Remember the rich young ruler. Jesus told him was something he was lacking. He said, sell all you got and give it to the poor. He walked off being sad. Come on, somebody. Just like faith, just like it's impossible to please God without faith, well, guess what? It's impossible for your faith to be effective without love. Come on now. But and it said, I'm in Matthew 24:10. It said, then shall many be offended and shall betray one another and shall hate one another, and many false prophets, plural, not singers, shall rise and shall deceive many. You got so many people, they seeking after signs and all that. What about character? What about the characters of God? Come on now. God told me signs and wonder will follow me. I don't have to run and seek after signs and wonder. They follow me. But he said, and then he said, and because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. The love of many shall wax cold. And he talking about they love for God. But then he going to say, but he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. And there too again, I'm going to read those same verses from the Amplified, because this is so important. All through Pauline epistle, Apostle Pauline epistle, he talked about how we supposed to treat one another. And like I said, I'm not talking about taking advantage of nobody, because I like something Jesus said on one occasion when he had not fed the 5,000, and Jesus went to the other side and some followed him, and he even told him, he said, you only follow me because I fed you. But guess what? Your motives got to be pure. You know, and that's why I say, if you know somebody, well, I try to show everybody love. I do too. I'm going to walk in love because the agape love been shed abroad in my heart by the Holy Spirit. But I let the Holy Spirit lead and guide me. He tell me when to do, what to do. And that's why it's so important. That's why Jesus told them, apostle, he said, don't leave Jerusalem until you receive the promise. I'm constantly hearing myself, the Lord saying through me today, I don't know, maybe someone is tuning into this broadcast and you finding yourself confused and when it come down to being a doer, the word, or doing what God tell you to do, when to do, you need the Holy Spirit. And you need to ask the Holy Spirit to come in. And you have to receive him by faith. This Holy Spirit, as a born-again believer, you is a gift that the Father would give to me. And I need you, Holy Spirit. I need a teacher. I need a guide. And Holy Spirit, right now, by faith, I receive you, Holy Spirit, by faith. Fill this temple with the evidence of speaking in tongues. And the Bible said, if you ask for the Holy Spirit, God will give you the Holy Spirit, telling you you need the Holy Spirit. That's something, from time to time, I have to go back and get reacquainted with the Holy Spirit, because we can grieve the Holy Spirit. We can grieve him when he's trying to give us an answer, trying to lead us, and what to do and what to say, and we won't do it. You see, one of the things Jesus said, that if we're going to follow after him, we have to deny ourselves. Okay, I'm in that 24th chapter, and I'm going to begin reading at the 4th verse. And I'm going to have to skip some and drop down because I want you to see this, y'all, because I'm going to read to the 12th verse because this is so important. The love of many, even as born-again believers, it's just like what Paul said to Timothy, in the last days, the Spirit speak expression, danger time, many going to depart from the faith. Well, we do have a lot of people that have been saved, they departed from the faith. But at the same time, we have people coming into the kingdom, and thank God for that. You know, I find that after you've been in anything for a long time, if you don't know how to maintain, you'll lose it. You'll find yourself drifting. It's just like a boat. If that boat ain't arched down, guess what? Anchor down. I'm sorry. If the boat ain't anchored down, guess what? That boat adrift. That's why he said we need to pay earnest heed to the things that we hear. You know, God ever gave you a revelation of something, your eyes come open to you, be saying, wow, man, and you get excited about it. And then right after that, adversity, persecution, all that short, things come, things happen in your life. And if you ain't careful, you'll lose focus on that. And that's what the enemy does. He come quickly. Mark, the 4th chapter, Matthew, tell us that when the sower planted seed, the devil come immediately. He come with offenses. And I'm telling you, if you dealing with offenses right now, and you better know that's the enemy that showed up. You're dealing with confusion. God is not the author of confusion. That's why it's so important. You need to know what the words say. Okay, I'm gonna start reading for time's sake. I'm going to start at the 4th verse. I'm reading from the Amplified, Matthew 24:4. He said, Jesus answered them, be careful that no one misleads you, deceiving you and leading you into error. For many will come in on the strength of my name, appropriate the name which belong to me, saying, I am Christ, the Messiah, and they will lead many astray. Listen, many astray. And you will hear wars and rumors of wars. See that you are not frightened or troubled, for this must take place, but the end is not yet. For nation will rise up against nation, kingdom against kingdom, and there will be famine and earthquakes in places after place. All this is but the beginning, the early pain of the birth pain of the intolerable agony. Then they will hand you over to suffer affliction and tribulation and put you to death. And you will be hated by all nations for my name's sake. And then many will be offended and repair and will begin to distrust and desert him whom they ought to trust and obey. He talking about God. Don't listen. Paul said this. He said, even if an angel came and preach any other gospel than what we preach, he said, don't receive it. I had to learn, if thoughts come to me and them thoughts don't line up with what the word's saying, I cast them thoughts down. And any thought going to come in my mind that start trying to get me to doubt God, I cast it down. I don't receive that. And it's just like, if a husband, in order for a husband and wife to maintain their relationship, they can't let outside people come in there and try to destroy their relationship. Even if they seeking godly counsel or need some guidance, anybody going to come to try to destroy that relationship. They don't need to receive it. I don't care if it's coming from their relative. They don't need to receive it. Well, it's the same thing when it comes down to God, with our relationship with him. We don't let nobody come in. That's why you need to read the word. Read the word. And ask God to open, ask the Holy Spirit to open up to you. Bring understanding. You don't let people just come in. Yeah, I don't hear some of the people. I used to go to church and all of it, honey, I don't go to that church no more because of this and this and this and this. And then talk about the fact. First of all, you should have asked God what he wants you to join yourself to. And once the Lord gave you clear to you, stay there. Because 9 out of 10, that pastor going to say something that you don't like. Or better yet, it don't agree with you, or you haven't as yet arrived and received the revelation of the knowledge that they have. That's why it's so important. You don't need to be hopping from church to church. The Holy Spirit ain't going to need you to go from church to church. He'll lead you where you're supposed to be or what you need to be. And you stay there until he, well, I know the whole, I've had people say, well, prophet, I know the Lord told me I need to go, because, honey, me and the pastor don't get along no longer. He could be on your part most of the time, not so much the pastor. That's why it's so important you need to know the word. Let me go on and read down. Then he said, okay, I'm at that 10th verse. Him whom they ought to trust and obey, and will stumble and fall away and betray one another and pursue one another with hatred. And he's here in the body of Christ. You see, and it said there's a lot of hatred and bitterness in family. The Bible said, love your enemy. Pray for them that despise for you and bless them. I learned that is the number one formula for overcoming unforgiveness, bitterness, and resentment. If you start praying for them and blessing them, I ain't talking about prayer. God, show them that they mistreat me. No. That's your will. That ain't the will of God. Father, I pray for their spiritual eyes to become open. I come against whatever hindering and blocking them in their relationship with you. But then he said, the 11th verse, and many false prophets will rise up and deceive and lead many into error. And the love of the great body of people will grow cold because of the multiplied lawlessness and iniquity. But he that endure to the end shall be saved. And like I said, there too again, we living in that hour that the love of men is waxing cold. That's why you see so much of bitterness and hatred and resentment in the body of Christ. That's why you even hear sometimes saints get on Facebook and stuff, and they be lulling, putting the pastor down. The Bible told you to pray for those in authority. Pray for them. Yeah, here's some things out here I disagree with. But guess what? As a born-again believer, that don't give me the right to go putting them down. First, I got to examine my heart to make sure my heart right. You know, a lot of times you want to get something. Yeah, he said false teacher. Even with false teacher, I don't go around and talk about him. The Holy Spirit let me know. He just said, disregard that. Don't come in agreement with that. That's what I do, and I keep it moving. I can't sit around and focus on who don't like Prophet Miller or who don't agree with the word that God given me. I don't focus on that. Because if I ain't careful, I own up. I get out of the spirit and I begin to allow my flesh desire. Because we by nature, we all want to be received and accepted by all people. But that's not going to happen. And that's something you got, I had to really let the Holy Spirit really get that engrafted in me. Everybody's not going to receive. Everybody's not going to agree with the revelation that I give you. But you got to know how to deal with rejection. You got to know how to deal with, you got to know how to deal with all of that. And that's why the grace of God, we need the grace of God to help us to endure, to rise above it all, that it don't stop us from doing what we know to do. And let, like I said, adversity come to everybody. But I'm telling you, if you want your faith to stay in, continue to be affected, you got to stay away from bitterness and resentment. You got to know how to resist it. Even in Mark 11, when Jesus was telling them to have the God kind of faith, to have faith in God, he told them, when you stand and pray, if you got all against any, you got to forgive them. And the Bible tells us in Hebrew, we got to be forgiven even as God for Christ's sake forgave us. That's Bible. Okay? Now, my scripture today, where it's 12:46, that I was looking at, go to Colossians 3:17. Colossians 3:17. I'm telling you, this is so important because, like I said, mostly in all the epistles, but especially in the Apostle Paul epistles, he tells us how we are supposed to live, or better yet, how we're supposed to treat one another, not only in the body of Christ, but how we're supposed to conduct ourselves. And I'm telling you, this is so important. Colossians, the 3rd chapter. I'm telling you. That's why I say everything that we get, we receive from God by faith. And like I said, faith is not how you feel. Sometimes, like I said, I don't know about nobody else. I wake up sometime in the morning, and I don't want to do nothing, but I know if I got something to do, I just got to get up and do it. Well, sometimes I don't want to read my Bible first thing. Sometimes if I'm not careful, I begin to check my message on my phone after I turn it on. And if I'm not careful, I start flipping through it. And instead of shutting it down and getting in my word and read my word, I'd be on that. Listen, I'm telling you, that happened to all of us. And this is what I'm saying. It's a faith, it's a lifestyle. And there's some things that you have to, it's just like with a job. Some people act like the things of God is so, it's on the heart a lot of times when you don't really want to do it. It's amazing how we can discipline ourselves for a job. I remember I worked on third shift for over 19 years. And then because that plant closed down, God blessed me to get a job in Monroe, South Carolina. And that was about 40 minutes from my home. And I had to leave home at a certain time every morning. When I'm used to going to work at 12 at night, now I have to be on the job at 7 o'clock in the morning. Where a lot of traffic be running up, you know, on 521. So I had to get up and leave home about 6:15 or 6 o'clock sometime to make sure that I would arrive on the job on time because a lot of traffic would be on the road. Well, I had to discipline myself. Well, guess what? It's the same way in our walk. Any relationship, you have to have discipline to maintain it, to have a good relationship. Just like with success, Eddie Bouchata. The most successful people, if you was to talk to some of them, they didn't start at the top. They started at the bottom. They had to discipline themselves. Certain things, they had to make great sacrifice. It's the same way when it come down to the things of God. And in Colossians, the 3rd chapter, an apostle, Paul, was talking about relationship. He was talking about our relationship with God. He said, if ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which is above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth. Now, I'm just going to go on and read that from the Amplify, even though I got a little bit of time here. But like I said, there too again, I want you to see this. Hallelujah. Okay, God. Okay. I'm telling you, this is so important. It is so important. And I'm telling you, in the hour and the time that we live in, we need to know this here. Let me go to Colossians. Because even in the book of Thessalonians, it tell us, because they didn't love truth. Let me tell you something. In order to keep from being deceived, you got to love truth. I'm talking about God truth. I ain't talking about other people truth or what other people think. You got to love truth. Because if you don't, you're going to be deceived. And that's why when I hear a lot of Christians saying this, and what did the Bible say about it? I want to know what God say, because guess what? The Bible says we're going to be judged by every word of God. That's what the Bible say. Now, some people don't believe, you know, well, I just want to get to heaven. I'm not concerned about it. You better be thinking about the judgment, because the Bible say it's appointed unto man once to die, after that, the judgment. Yet we is the righteous. We going to stand before God for, based upon how we dealt with his word. Did we do what his word said? Did we fulfill our assignment? You going to be judged. I'm going to be judged. See, the enemy don't want you to think about that. And sometimes you don't hear people talk about the judgment seat. Yes, the believer's going to stand before the judgment. We're going to be judged based upon what we do with what God's word say. Did we fulfill our assignment? What kind of husband you were? What kind of father? What kind of mother you was? What kind of believer you? Yes, you are. That's another teaching. But like I said, I'm in Colossians, the third chapter. It said, if then ye have been raised with Christ to a new life, thus share his resurrection from the dead, aim at, seek the richest eternal treasure that are above, where Christ is set at the right hand of God. And set your mind and keep them set on what is above, the higher things, not on things that are on the earth. Now, listen, God gave me my spirit for spiritually things, and God gave me my five senses for the natural. You have to keep the balance there, too. Again, the Holy Spirit will show you how to do. But let me tell you something. Things that try to take your mind off of the things of God, you better learn how to exclude those things. I mean disregard them. I'm sorry. You better know how to disregard them, because I'm here to tell you. I was listening to Dr. Turner this morning, his message from yesterday, awesome word. And he really was relating to Joshua, the first chapter. He was saying, your success is not your job. Your success is in the word of God. My deliverance in the word of God. And I'm telling you, this is so important. But the enemy go to extreme measures to try to get folks so busy. When I look around, and sometimes it's some of the conversation that I be in, people are so busy now. Honey, I used to go to church every Sunday. But you know, after COVID-19, I'm glad that I can just sit at home. I can just sit at home on Sundays and while I'm trying to relax and just listen at the preaching. Yeah, right. That ain't what the Bible told you. The Bible says, forsake not to assemble yourself together. I can understand people that can't get to a service. But you that have a car and you can go, shame on you. Yeah, I'm going to say shame, 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 shame on you. Y'all, I'm telling you, we living in this hour. A lot of people, some of the saints, they drifting now. They don't want to be in the service. They don't want to pray no more. They don't want to go to intercessory prayer. They don't want to go to Bible study. Honey, I just be so tired. I don't understand how you can be so tired when it come down. If you just sit some time and observe, they can be so tired when it come down to the things of God. But it's something you want to do. I done been down that road. I'm just so tired. I'm trying to read the word and just falling asleep. But let wagon train come on. A gun smoke. I just purple wide awake. Something wrong with that picture. What is it don't want me to get in the word? Or when it's time to do what the word say? I hear all these other voices trying to tell me, get in scribe. Child, you, honey, if I were you, honey, I'd be mad at them. I wouldn't let them. See, them the kind of voices you don't need to hear. Because listen, if you truly know how bitterness, bitterness, resentment, offense, all of that is rebelling are disobedient what God's word say. If you know the part that it plays when it comes down to your relationship, it's just like with a husband and wife relationship. Look at the part that infidelity, adultery play. Look what it do to a relationship or to a marriage. Well, what do you think? Do you know the part that offenses? Come on. Strife, rebellion. Do you know the part how it affect your relationship or how it affect your faith? And this is what Jesus was trying to tell them after he told them and gave them the principle of getting their prayers. He said, if you pray and don't doubt in your heart but believe. But then right up under, he said, but when you stand and praying, if you got, he let you know right there, if you don't forgive others, neither will God forgive you. And let me tell you something. I don't know about you, but I'm kind of sure you experienced this too. I have many opportunities to get in unforgiveness. I get in out offenses. But to know how it can affect my relationship with God, it can affect my faith, I can't afford to. Just like not giving tithes and offering. You know, yeah, I hear the teaching by it, and some people misinterpret some things that Brother Clifford Dollar said. But listen, tithes and offering got me out of debt. Tithes and offering have caused me to see all my needs be met. So you can't, I'm already sold with tithing off, so you can't get me to go back on that. I don't do that. But guess what? I had to find out what not operating in love would do to my faith. And when I found out by not operating in love, how it affect my faith, oh no, I'm going to do right by you. Paul even said in Colossians, in that 17th verse, he was telling them, you do everything in the name of the Lord. I ask unto the Lord. I forgive because God said forgive. And because I love him, I do it. I'm going to do right by people. God ain't never told me everybody going to do right by me. But he told me to do right. See, when you do right, or when you do what the word say, and people, God going to make sure that you get that he said belonged to you. God going to make sure you get that. And that's when vengeance belongs to the Lord. Excuse me. But that's the way that works. And there too, again, that's what I'm saying. Love play a major part when it come down to operate, or better yet, causing your faith to be affected. That's mine. Y'all, God love everybody. But listen, like I said, it's a just side to God, too. God give all us the right to do right. He give us what we need to do right. But then when people don't do right by us, God will step in and he'll do what need to be done. That's why the Bible said vengeance belongs to the Lord. And I'm telling you, look, I ain't been able to read this, but we'll try to get into it, but do yourself a favor. Read the whole Colossians, the third chapter. Read the whole third chapter, and it tell you. And well, I'm going to skip down. The third chapter, it says, forbearing one another and forgiving one another. If any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do you. I'm telling you, this is so powerful. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for this opportunity. I pray, Father, now, that even when we go off the air, that you continue to bring enlightenment and understanding when it comes down to our faith and what the part that love play. Father, we give you praise. I give you honor. Thank you for those that have tuned in. And I thank you, God, for what you're doing. I decree victory today in their life in Jesus' name. Whatever they've been bound in torment with, I break it off of them. I loose them today in the name of Jesus from confusion, from torment. I be loose in Jesus' name. Even that pain, in Jesus' name, I command that pain to go from your body now. Gout. I rebuke gout now in Jesus' name. There was the apostolic prophet, Willie M. Miller. I pray that you will enjoy the rest of your day.